Were you wanting to press charges against the person?
Absolutely.
Okay. You will have to do a police report. In hindsight, you probably should have stayed there until the police got there if that was the case instead of rolling.
I was just doing what you told me to do, miss.
Yeah, no, I told you that police were headed that way. Go ahead and, you go through a lot of police report. You can reference back to your incident number. I know that G4S said that that's a known person. He's known for incidences on the MAX, but we don't have a name.
Okay, yeah, I didn't stick around because you had told me when he steps off the bus, closed the doors, and sent you ready for service.
Right, but sending me a ready for service and rolling are two different things. I wanted you to send me a ready for service so I could cancel police. We don't want police showing up if the incident has already resolved itself. But you always want to wait to make contact with dispatch before you do anything as far as leave the incident. Especially if you want to press charges, then you definitely need to wait there for the police so that you can do that at that time.
Okay, so would I call Gresham Police to get the information, or how would I do this?
Well, Gresham Police did not get involved because the individual was already gone. G4S had already gotten them away from your bus and had removed him from your area so that you could not be dealing with him. But by the time police got there, he was nowhere in sight. So at this point, you would file a police report, and then the police would call us and ask for the data pack.
Okay, so the police really didn't show up then?
The police did show up, but they showed up after you left. So let's reverse the scenario a little bit. Had you waited and not left scene after G4S took them off the bus, knowing that I had already explained to you that police were on the way and you wanted to press charges, you would have hit ready for service. I would have called you back. You would have said he's off the bus, but I want to press charges, and I would have told you to wait there for police, regardless of the G4S getting him off the bus. And then when police got there, you would have been able to point him out if he was, you know, on the platform or hanging around the transit center, and they would have went over and detained him and got any information that you may need, and they would have took the report right there.
Okay, so filing a police report really wouldn't do anything this time then.
Well, filing a police report would allow them to pull the data pack, and then if they know the individual based off of the data pack, then they could identify who that person is if they know them, and then they could take it from there. So, I mean, if you are insistent on pressing charges and you feel confident that that's what you want to do.
2074.
2074, we timed out. Like I was saying, if you feel that you need to file a police report, then it would be helpful because then they can pull the data pack. That would be one more step that would not happen if you filed a police report. But it's totally up to you.
Okay. Well, a lesson was learned big time tonight, and I really do appreciate your help.
You're welcome. And in the future, just a little hint. Send us a ready for service if the person has left the area, but do not leave the area until we make contact with you, so that if there is anything else we need to know or anything you want to add or you still want the assistance of the police, we can get that to you.
No, like I said, I appreciate that info. I mean, we pulled that knife out. I couldn't believe how much time went by and no police came by. I was like, this could be another incident like the Hollywood Max platform, you know? We just don't know. And for that much time to overlap, I was like, I'm just staying behind my barrier, and I'm just going to defend myself.
I understand that. Unfortunately, had it been a situation where somebody had pulled something out on you ahead of time, or, you know, we knew that that was going on, we would call the police, and the police would have been there immediately, because that's a whole other level than somebody is irrationally mumbling, blocking the doorway. You're welcome, 2355.